Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Talking about saunas yesterday and how I'm loving them, and they're really becoming very prevalent right across the country, in Stony Batter, there's in Chicor, and they're all along the coastline. Well, did you know that Ireland had its own form of sweat house, and they date back to the 1700s? Well, archaeologist Aidan Hart spent a few years researching them as part of the Leitrim Sweat House project and joins me this morning to tell me more about this little known phenomenon. Good morning, Aidan.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, Irish sweat houses, never heard of them. When did they first come on your radar? When did you discover them as an archaeologist?
About 20 years ago. And I was working down in Kerry. And they wouldn't be common in the southern part of Ireland at all. So, basically came across a very small little structure in the mountains and wasn't too sure what it was or what it related to. So I had to start my research there and basically found out that it was most likely a sweat house.
So why were they not prevalent in the southern part of the country? That's interesting.
Yeah, no one is too sure. And really, I suppose they've been a kind of on the periphery of archaeological research for nearly 50, 60 years, in that people don't consider them to be very old. So I suppose they haven't been researched all that much.
So describe them for me, please.
So, yeah, you're talking about a very small house, essentially, built out of stone. But, like, these things can be no bigger than a coal bunker at times. They're very, very small, with a very small entrance. Built of stone, like I said, and usually built into a bank or a hillside, so that they could be covered with earth as an insulating
now,
kind of layer. You know?
When I read this description, igloo-shaped stone-built chambers, I've been on Skellig Michael and I can see them in my head.
Yeah, well, those ones that you'd be familiar with on Skellig Michael are far bigger.
Like, oh, are they?
They're actual settlements, they're houses in themselves. And in the early medieval period, they would have been, you know, quite common.
That's interesting. Sorry, so these, the ones I'm visualising on Skellig Michael, which people will see from postcards and stuff, who look like Irish igloos, they're stone, they were actually dwellings.
They were.
The sweat house you're talking about is actually smaller.
Much, much smaller. So, like, I mean, in real terms, you know, probably half the size or smaller than that again. So, I mean, they're much, much smaller.
So they're almost... Would they be only? They'd only take one person, literally fit one person. Is that the kind of size you're talking about?
Generally, yeah, one, two, maybe three people at most. After that, it's a bit of a squash. There are bigger ones, but they're few and far between. There's only a handful of them.
And they normally, as you said, they are nestled in hillsides and covered in grass, so they're quite they're hidden away. So, okay, what were they used for?
Well, they were used for, like you were saying about sauna. Generally, the accepted use is that they were used to treat ailments and illnesses like rheumatism, arthritis. But they were a bit of a catch-all for treating almost any sickness that was out there. So basically, somebody suffering with pains of various descriptions would use the sweat house and basically heat them up as hot as possible and get inside and stay there and sweat it out.
How did they heat them?
Because they're quite small, they would just stuff the entire building with turf or sticks or whatever they had as fuel and leave it burn for 6 or 7 hours.
And then they'd be roasting it, and then they'd go, okay.
So
just take me, I'm trying to get a visualisation of when they started to appear in the Irish countryside. When were they being used?
Well, from an archaeological perspective, it's quite difficult to say. But from historical sources, we know that they're in existence from end of the 1700s.
Oh, someone sent me a picture here. I really get a visualisation. So I've seen these, actually. So it's kind of like a mini Stonehenge. Like, it's got a stone across two stones either side that you would crawl through, and it's literally stuck in under growth, and it's a little brick object. Oh, I can see them now. So it's like a little medieval oven sort of thing, isn't it?
And that's a very good comparison, really, because they look like and operate like ovens in the sense of you're trying to heat the stone so that you can then use that stone to heat something else. So in this case, that something else is the patient who is sitting in there in the darkness, probably naked, and just sweating it out as long as they possibly can.
And that's funny that has kind of continued into what your granny might say to you or your mother might say to you. You just need to sweat it out. So that's probably where it came from. But I'm resisting saying that Ireland now can claim that they invented saunas, but I'm sure Norwegian friends would slap me down for that. The interesting thing, and you've no rationale for this, but they were more common in the Northwest.
Yeah, there are some reasons for that. And or some potential reasons, let's say, because dispensaries and modern medicine were a little bit slower getting to the west of Ireland, and particularly the northwest. And so I think people relied more heavily on folk medicine and local type traditions to cure whatever sicknesses they had. So I think that's probably the reason why we have more of them in the north and west than we do in the southeast, for instance.
Somebody just texts in, evidence exists that the river rushes were used as seats while the person was in the sweat house. Christopher sent in that.
They're absolutely on the ball. Because you're heating everything within the structure and the patient has to go in naked or as near as, the floor would have burned them if they didn't put green rushes in to cover the floor. So there's also references to them using sods of grass and things like that. But basically anything to cover the floor, because the floor is roasting hot as well.
So there's a huge concentration of them in lovely Leitrim. Do we have any understanding why that would be?
There's probably several reasons, but again, the lack of modern facilities, at the turn of the 20th century is probably one reason. And the other reason is that there hasn't been huge land improvements that cleared away field boundaries and so on. So a lot of those sort of improving
survived.
Work that we would have seen everywhere else would have removed a lot of evidence if there were sweat houses.
So fundamentally, saunas use steam. So is that the key difference between a sweat house and a sauna?
No. To my mind, the key difference is that sauna is kind of developed from a culture in Scandinavia and Eastern Europe, whereas this seems to be almost an indigenous reaction to a need that they had. So necessity being the mother of invention, they would have known that applying heat had benefits in medical terms from as far back as, medieval times and possibly even prehistory. So it's a continuation of something they've always known, but they're just doing it in a slightly different way. And that slightly different way is to construct small little houses called sweat houses. The reason that they're small is because it takes less time and fuel to heat.
So
them.
I just just want to know, who would tell you to go to the sweat house? Who was it? Was there doctors around? Was it the priest? Who would say, right, up to the sweat house, you're not well?
Well, there are references from the 1930s and things like that, referring back to decades before then of doctors referring people to the sweat house. But they're very rare cases. Usually it seems to be just a local person with a knowledge of, folk medicine. So in the same way, as you said, your mother or grandmother might tell you, sweat it out or get up to bed or whatever it was. When somebody was deemed sick, this was a known cure, a known way to react to try and address that.
Fascinating. Aidan Hart, thank you so much for bringing this story to us. It's fascinating. Ireland invented saunas. There, I'm going to say it.